Your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And the doctor is in. Dr. Rashid Batar, ready to kick off the week with me.
I am, Robert.
I'm fired up from yesterday, so you better be ready.
I'm ready.
So yesterday on the air, by the way, welcome everybody, Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Batar, author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Now, Dr. Batar, yesterday I covered a story about the Chili's restaurant chain being criticized by so-called vaccine skeptics in Forbes, you know, online, maybe their magazine too. Because, oh my gosh, the organization that they chose to donate some funds to actually recognizes that in some cases certain populations are susceptible to autism after vaccination. They didn't say vaccines caused autism, but the fact that they merely had that word vaccine and that word autism in the same paragraph was enough to get them attacked.
And this is nothing surprising to you or I, but I'm glad that Chili's took the initiative to do something such as this. And it's no surprise, again, that the pundits would attack them. But, you know, the interesting component that I found is before we even got on the air today, how riled up you were about the situation. And I think that for the first time probably, and maybe the second time in 4 years, we probably did a whole show just because you were venting and you were so upset by this whole subject, so I actually found that amusing myself.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, you start challenging them on this way, it's so funny how fast these so-called scientific degreed professionals or quackbusters or skeptics will start calling you names and dropping F-bombs all over the place. And I've gotten really good at that. It's not that I want to upset people, but those people are upsetting to begin with because they're claiming the mantle of science, yet if you challenge them on the science, then all they can say is, well, where's your degree? What have you studied? What gives you the right to have a microphone and say anything?
And here's the thing, Robert. I have over and over and over challenged the system. I've challenged this on PBS. I challenged this on when I was in 2020. I've done it on our show numerous times, that I will take on any one of these degreed PhD, MD types. I don't care what they are.
Right.
As long as it's in public forum. And they will not engage with me. They absolutely will not, because they can't use that same BS line with me. And there's other doctors obviously out there too that are in the same boat where they believe the same way. Now, I don't know whether they're as willing to engage perhaps, but you know, certainly right, they can't argue the science. Because here's the thing. It's exactly what you just said. When they have nothing that they can hang their hat on, when they realize that they're talking with somebody that is well-versed, aware, understands what the science is, and they can't argue against those points, they will immediately come back to that point of, well, who are you? Because the vast majority of the people that have a degree of, you know, MD, PhD, DO, whatever, the vast majority of them, even if they believe like us, they're just not willing to go out there and mm-hmm. be attacked and ridiculed because it's not part of being in the country club. If you're in the country club, you don't go out there and tell everybody that or are willing to talk out against the other members of the country club. Even though you may not agree with them and secretly you do things on the side, you don't talk. It's not proper to talk against the other members of the country club.
Right.
And so that's the thing that, you know, I have said, let's carry on form in public, but they just will not do it simply because they know that they have nothing that they can prove.
No,
they use half-truths.
It very rapidly.
And try to contort the reality.
Yeah, it very rapidly descends into ad hominem attacks, non-arguments, and they'll claim, for instance, well, listen, there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to prove safety or efficacy. And then they'll say, well, where did polio go? Or where did smallpox go? As if that's a scientific answer to the argument that there is no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to prove safety or efficacy. They're basically ascribing the disappearance of a so-called manifestation of a disease, which has been renamed numerous times, to the vaccine, yet no study has been done to prove that that's what actually caused it to dissipate or go away.
Well, of course, and we know that there's been numerous studies on the opposite side to show the dangers and destructive components of thimerosal. Even the manufacturers themselves who manufacture thimerosal, Eli Lilly, in their own material safety data sheets, clearly state that thimerosal is a known neurotoxic substance known to cause severe neurological implications, including but not limited to mental retardation. Now, when the manufacturer of the company, the company that manufactures this product is out, it says it clearly in their own paperwork, how can anybody argue it? I mean, this is stuff that's over 20, now 23 years old. This is 1991 material safety data sheet from Eli Lilly. And when the manufacturer is stating it, then these pundits have nothing to stand on. Because they're sitting here. In fact, you know what? You and I both know that the people that are arguing this point, they're paid. They're nothing more than hired guns.
They're robots. And here's another response. Okay.
This is true, though, Rob. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, when you say they're robots, let's really make it clear. Three different times, a timeline on Wikipedia was edited to show a matter of public record. My son, at the age of five, when he testified in front of the U.S. Congress on May 6, 2004.
Right.
He's still the youngest formal witness in front of the U.S. Congress. Three times, Wikipedia was edited to show that. I mean, this is a matter that's recorded in the Library of Congress. And do you know that each one of those times, in less than 5 minutes, it was flagged? We're like, what do you mean verify it? Here's the verification. Here's a link to the Library of Congress. They wouldn't let it go up there.
Yeah, right.
They're paid. They're literally paid people. Mm-hmm. They're paid to do a job, and that's it. They have nothing. I mean, even the two people that I told you about, this, the 12, 13 people that were attacking me all through my fight with the medical board from 2007 to 2010. One of my patients, his father is a security network expert does a lot of stuff for like big companies like Microsoft and some other big companies. And he's actually a computer security analyst. And he did a trace back on these 13 people that were attacking me and came down to finding out all 13 of them were really two people. And those two people are both doctors. They're both card-carrying members of Quackbusters. And one of them is that the one, in fact, we were the ones who exposed what his real identity was, the one that posed for years as a mother with a child with autism. What is it? I can't remember what the screen name was, but
that's okay.
Insolence or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure. Insolence, yes.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's a doctor. Both of them doctors. I think one was a surgeon and one is a oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got these multiple aliases. So my first question was, how does a surgeon have time to maintain five or six different personas online and write volumes of stuff on the internet that are getting published all the time on their websites? How does he have this time to do it? I mean, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom, so
right.
I don't understand how this guy,
well,
who's a surgeon.
No doubt they're being funded by sources that rely upon the ignorance or the forced compliance of you know, a vaccine religion at this point. And I think I struck a nerve, because now they're claiming it's a new argument, right? They're saying the latest argument, in quotes, a vaccine rejectionist, double-blind placebo-controlled studies. It's like, wait a second, that's a new argument? Why hasn't anybody called for those in the past? Well, of course, then they say it's unethical. Yet, how many hundreds, if not thousands, of families with children who were not subjected to vaccines would be willing to say, here are our medical records, here's our health, take a look at them, compare them to children who were vaccinated? And of course, we've brought out the evidence of some of those studies now coming to light, and it shows, of course, something very embarrassing for those who are still vaccine aficionados.
Yeah, absolutely. This thing about the unethical aspect, that it's unethical to do a study when you know that one group is going to get a known detriment, which is an absolute BS line, because you're introducing in these components that are known substances to decrease the immune system, suppress the immune system, annihilate, in fact, the immune system, rape the immune system,
yeah,
and then go on to do other other unknown detriments, leave alone the fact that they're introducing in DNA addicts from other species, you know,
right,
dog brains and...
Oh, yeah, speaking of dog brains and monkey brains and injecting poo, another argument is like, sounds great, Robert, let's just infect somebody with polio and then give them a placebo. Vaccines eradicate. I mean, again, they will not take you on the merits of the discussion. They will just start throwing out absurdities. Like, we're the ones wanting to inject people with garbage collected from excrement and injected into the brains of monkeys. That's how they claim they've isolated a polio virus.
Right, totally absurd things. I mean, tell me, how does mutated human cell lines being added to vaccines have any benefit? What does a human mutation, I mean, these are from fetuses that were self-aborted, that have been taken, and in fact, this is data from the CDC itself. Sherry Tempany has this in her book, The Two Different Mutated Human Cell Lines. What is the purpose of adding those mutated human cell lines in vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even understand where that came from. I mean, what's the purpose of it? What's it supposed to do? What are you doing? You're creating a vaccine with a Hapton-type reaction to mutated...
I don't know. That part of it's a mystery to me as well, but we got to take our first break here. We've got some questions that have come in through the website at robertscottbell.com. You're listening to Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bittar. We got a lot more healing to go and a lot more absurdities to point out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Vitar, well, here you go. You've been taking barbs and things, and you're still standing all these years later. And, you know, we don't do it just for the amusement of it, but I do find it at least a little bit amusing in a sad way that folks can't handle a discussion that points out that their views are beliefs and not actually, you know, a scientific fact that cannot be questioned.
Well, I think we need to point out that these aren't people. These are paid individuals and or people with a very, very significant vested interest in the status quo. Because if you talk to any, quote, people, you know, you can sit there and make pretty much anybody realize the truth. And I think this is the point that I would like to make, that when individuals are facing this dilemma of which side is the truth, ask yourself a simple question. And this is, again, talking to the people that may be listening to this show. Ask yourself a question, and that is, why aren't they doing studies? And there's actually a number of simple questions you can ask, but this is the first question. Why are they not doing studies to prove that pushing a shopping cart doesn't cause autism or eating watermelon doesn't cause autism? Why are they doing studies to show that thimerosal and that mercury is not causing autism? That in itself, there's just too much attention to that one area. And, of course, all the results are coming out, oh, there's no connection. I mean, that's highly suspect in itself. That's the first part. Second part is, does it make any sense to inject your child with a substance in the first day on the planet when those diseases, those processes that they could be susceptible towards, theoretically susceptible towards, aren't even going to become an issue in their life for the first 10 years? Point in fact, hepatitis B, known to be a significant issue in specific populations, namely IV drug users, prostitutes, people that are very promiscuous, and lastly, healthcare providers, because they're in conjunction, they're basically in contact with people that are IV drug users and or promiscuous people. You know, theoretically in the healthcare industry, you're getting a lot of those people in coming into the hospital. So those three populations, doctors and nurses, promiscuous individuals, and IV drug users are the ones that hepatitis B is going to affect. And we also know that hepatitis B, from the traditional definition, needs to have a booster every 10 years. Now we have a child that's born, and on the first day on the planet, we also know that they need three sets of shots before the vaccine will take. Now, does it make any sense that the child on the first day on the planet is going to get a series of three shots to protect them from a condition that is known to cause an issue in healthcare providers, prostitutes, and IV drug users, that he or she's going to need anyway a booster in 10 years? Are we really worried that our child, before they turn 10 years of age, is going to become an IV drug user, a prostitute, or a doctor or a nurse? And the answer is obviously no. So then why are we giving them hepatitis B on the first day on the planet?
Well,
things that they can't argue with. And so as an individual, you, the public, must ask these questions, and you will see that very rapidly that their response will deteriorate, just what you said, Robert, to attacking you personally, calling you names, because they have nothing.
Yeah, they have nothing at that point. And again, observation. How do you come up with a hypothesis? Through observation, through questioning. And yet questioning them is unacceptable, and that tells you that they are the priestcraft in the church of pharmaceutical vaccine mysticism.
That's exactly right. In fact, Plato's definition of science was observation. When you observe, you form a hypothesis. Once you found the hypothesis, then you test that hypothesis. And once you've got validation of that test and it comes out to be reproducible, then you call it science. That was the definition of science.
Their argument for vaccines is, see, the diseases are no longer here, even though they are, but it's because of us, it's because of the needle. Well, where is the study that proves it? Well, we can't do it because it's unethical. You just have to believe us. But if the parents observe that their children reverse in their development after a vaccine, that's not science. Only they hold the mantle.
Robert, here's a clincher. Already, we've covered this a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
More and more of the public sees the truth, and they've already published it in a major medical journal that on a poll, the public does not believe, more than 50% of the public does not believe the government and the medical establishment's stance on the lack of connection between autism and vaccines. And as a last point that I want to make, more than 25% of the children that I see, they are the children, their parents are doctors. These children are coming to me, being brought to me by their parents, and their parents are physicians.
Wow, that is stunning. Listen, we got to take another break here. Dr. Bittar is with us each and every Monday. We kick off the week with Advanced Medicine. All the links are up, including directly to Dr. Bittar's website and the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Back with your questions after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Questions, comments, they're welcome. You can always call us, leave us a message if we're not live on the air with you at the time you call, 866-939-2355, or go to the Robert Scott Bell website. Also check out Autism, what is it, autismdefined.net. Isn't that the new one?
Yep.
And you'll learn a lot about what we're going to be doing at Autism One in May. in Chicago. Check that out. Of course, autismone.org as well. But now we go to the questions. This is a question. We had evidently answered a question from Lori a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Bitar. She was very grateful for that. She says, you guys are a lifeboat for people who are trying to muddle through this sea of, I think she was going to cuss right there, but she left it blank for us. and what this government is doing and shoving it down our throat. She says, thanks to my own research and you and Dr. Bitar's answers on the air, I have chosen to opt out of mandated flu shot when it comes due this fall. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Lori. Remember, she was the health professional nurse, I think, that was saying she risks losing her job if she doesn't get the flu shot. So, okay. All right, I'm there. Okay. So her question is this. Even though I have not mentally prepared myself for having no job by flu season, this year I forgot about the mandatory PPD test we must all take in April. What's the PPD test, Dr. Bitar?
It's PPD is a test that they do to check for tuberculosis. It stands for purified protein derivative. And the question that she had is, you know, is it also cause a problem? And actually, the answer is no, you don't have to worry about that. The only issue there is that there's a possibility, it's a remote possibility, but there is a possibility that by getting the PPD test, you could theoretically expose yourself to tuberculosis and actually acquire the issue, the problem.
Right.
But it's supposedly a very, very specific component, a protein derivative of the tuberculosis, and it's injected into the body, and theoretically, if you have had a exposure
right
to TB, then you're going to have antibodies in your body. And if you have antibodies in your body, then you'll have a response where that little skin eruption will not clear up in 3, 4, 5 days. It'll look pretty ugly, and that means that you have had exposure to TB. This means that your body's been exposed to it, and your body has antibodies. If it resolves on its own, that means that you have no exposure to TB, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
But there's none that I know of. You know, I'll make sure that I put this disclaimer in there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't studied it enough, but I know that the PPD is not something that has preservatives and this and that component in there. So I am not aware of any health implications of having that done. I've had PPDs done probably a dozen times in my life. And
yeah, if I remember, Dr. Bitar, it just literally goes through the top dermal layers, sort of to scrape you at a very superficial level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, of course, if you show antibodies or some response, I don't know that it would mean that you're dying of TB either.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It just means that you've been exposed to it, which then theoretically allows the monitors, or whoever the people that are monitoring this, to separate you from other people, because theoretically you could extend it and pass it on to somebody else because you've been exposed to it.
Right.
That's what it is. It's supposed to basically segregate out the people that have been exposed and that have an immunity to it. In fact, from one standpoint, if you test positive to the PPD test,
mm-hmm.
That means you have antibodies. And the only reason you have antibodies is, of course, you've been exposed to it. But again, if you have antibodies, it means your body's responding to it and it's fighting.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they wouldn't need treatment. But again, this is all theoretical. You know, have something that's introduced into your body, you're checking for a reaction. If there is a reaction, there's a presence of antibodies present. If there's a presence of antibodies, that means that there has been some type of an exposure to that person, and they need to segregate that individual out to prevent risk of spreading this to other people that have never been exposed to it. That's basically what it comes down to.
So, all right. So, Lori, you don't have to worry about the PPD test. Obviously, the flu shot's another issue. If you refuse it, yes, you risk losing your job. I would ask that you think creatively about other ways to get around it. We can't say that on the air. But I also remember on the TB issue, you know, my mentor all those years ago, Dr. Bitar, he had to overcome the deadly form of tuberculosis in his own body when he was so weak and dying in the 1960s when he was in his 40s. And he found a way to cure himself when even not only the regular medical doctors gave up on him, but even the homeopathic doctors came up and said, you're done. We got nothing for you. And he kept digging, and he found that, you know, by focusing on his liver, his digestion, detoxifying and cleaning up what went into his body, he was able to recover, not only recover, but gain strength he had never had over the years. It wasn't an immediate overnight, but he slowly and steadily regained his strength, and he lived, you know, well into his, right around 80-something. So pretty fascinating.
Right. Well, it is a fascinating history. And in fact, I think there probably, I don't know this for a fact, but there are probably many other things that an individual could do using homeopathy to elicit the same type of response, perhaps even a better response.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so when we look at things like TB, I think they're not well understood in that they claim, just like anything else, oh my gosh, it's such a massively dangerous infection. Well, it is to those who are susceptible, but you have to be very deficient, very immunocompromised, very toxic. All of these things that you talk about, the consumption was considered a disease of poverty, right? Abject poverty. And when you see somebody suffering, it means that there are a lot of pre-existing issues that are not necessarily a microbe, but they are giving rise to a microbe.
You know, Robert, I like the way you throw me these bones, because this is a perfect setup. You and I have talked about this so many times, so it's obviously the terrain issue, and this is where the information that is in Liam's book, for example, in Official Stories, where we start talking about the rise and fall of polio, but then you look at the rise and fall of DDT, and the rise and fall of DDT precedes polio's rise and fall by about 6 months. If you graph the use of DDT, you will actually see the incidence of polio following the exact path. As it goes up 6 months later, polio is going up. As DDT comes down, polio incidence comes down. So we know that when you look at the truth, that the rise and fall of polio or many of these other components, these diseases, had nothing to do with the use of vaccines, but rather the environmental aspect, the environmental triggers, the terrain aspect. And the vaccine hunters have used that as an excuse of saying that, oh, it has nothing, I'm sorry, I said vaccine hunters, but I meant
The virus hunters. The virus hunters.
Thank you. Right, that's what I meant. The virus hunters, you know, they've used that as a way of going after and justifying the use of vaccines, because you said this for so many years, and it's the truth that you cannot hold the industrial military complex responsible. You can't hold the major companies that are introducing these poisons into our environment as the responsible party. So what do? You blame it on some other issue like a virus or a bacteria, because it's easy to go after them, and the viruses and bacteria, they're as innocent as they may be.
Yes,
they have nobody to defend themselves, right? They have no. So you just create another vaccine. You create. Forget about the fact that the actual vaccine may even have nothing to do with the bacteria or the virus in the first place. Or here's the funniest part: that the bacteria and virus had nothing to do with the problem anyway. But we created this illusion, this propaganda machine that makes everybody believe that that's what it is.
Right.
Gives them a false sense of security, whatever it may be. And the industry goes on. By that time, industry figures out that they shouldn't be doing this. They stop and they come up with some other kind of poison. And, oh, all of a sudden, the disease is gone now.
Exactly. So my next question to the vaccine defenders, who made you gatekeepers of immunological collectivism? Because that's the whole other thing, the herd immunity nonsense that they'll always fall back on. We got to keep those numbers up above an X 90-something percent or else everybody's going to get sick. Well, what's the point of vaccines if it takes some kind of herd immunity that doesn't even exist? Again, where's the placebo-controlled double-blind studies proving that herd immunity is even real?
Well, here's a counterpoint. Isn't it convenient to say that everybody has to have a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you're not making everybody else susceptible? Because, again, the absurdity of that argument, that if the vaccine is truly going to benefit somebody,
yes,
then why would that a group that's been vaccinated be concerned about those that are not vaccinated? So it's so ridiculous of an argument, and it comes back to what we talked about before, what Hitler used to say, and the more preposterous the
bigger the lie.
The lie.
Yeah.
The bigger the lie, the more preposterous the lie, the easier it is to get the masses to believe it.
Right. And the vaccine lie
People
is...
think there's no possible way it could be out there. It's like mercury. Right now you talk to anybody about mercury, people go, oh, well, they don't use that anymore.
Right.
It's like, yes, they do, but it's such an absurd thing that people think this, you know, that mercury was something that they did 50 years ago. They don't do it anymore. Yeah, yeah. They see it on the news all the time, and they see how high schools get shut down because they spilled a mercury spill. The lie is that there's no mercury out there, and of course it is out there. It's out there constantly. It's in the bulbs that we have. It's in our dental amalgams. It's in the vaccines. It's preservative. It's all around us, everywhere. It's mercury, and it's the second most toxic substance known to man, and it's elemental inorganic state.
Yeah, and we'll be helping folks undo that damage at Autism One. If you haven't made your plans to be with us in Chicago, maybe we can get Dr. Bitar to show up in Asheville, North Carolina with Ty Bollinger and I at Dr. Frank King's big event July 18th through 21st. So we'll give you a heads up as soon as we know from Dr. Bitar on that possibility. Let's go to the next question from Michelle. She says, hi, I've been wondering if an unvaccinated child can become infected with the vaccine-derived versions that get shed. Like with the measles outbreak, she's worrying about if you get vaccinated, like with the MMR, will you shed some live, viable virus?
Are you talking about getting the actual issue, or talking about just getting the vaccine?
See, she's not clear on this. When Michelle's asking, she says she's seen stories where unvaccinated children leave the country and so-called bring back measles. I'm not sure about that, but certainly anything's possible in that regard. But she's really concerned here about being exposed to children or people who are vaccinated while they're shedding a virus that they receive from the vaccine itself.
Theoretically, the vaccine that's been given to an individual is an attenuated virus or attenuated pathogen, so it's not supposed to cause the disease yet. We know that there are cases where people have actually acquired the issue that they're being vaccinated for mm-hmm. by just getting the vaccine. I've seen this happen before.
Yeah.
Now, they used to have a thing called live virus, and actually they still have live virus vaccines, which is supposed to be the virus is weakened, but it's still alive. You introduce it into the individual. Remember, there's all these immunosuppressive agents within the vaccine anyway.
You're right. Dr. Bitar, we got to take a break and come back. It just reminded me of one of the vaccines that they try to push every year, in fact, is live and does shed. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more. One more segment of Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Scott Bell Show.
We're just talking about Michelle's question here about vaccines, viruses, shedding the viruses that may be live. It reminded me that the inhaled version of the Metamune, the spray that you inhale through the sinuses, every year they promote that as a viable option to not get mercury, not get injected. And it is a live virus vaccine that they say can shed for 21 or more days. So that they're supposed to avoid all immunocompromised people, but they never really tell them that after they get the shot, or very rarely. Not the shot, but the sniff, the inhaler.
Right. The shedding of these viruses, shedding off the substances that you've been given a vaccine to theoretically protect yourself, it is a phenomenon that is very real. It occurs. It's not talking about very often, but it is real and it happens. And a person should be very concerned about that. But, you know, the concern is a moot point if you're not getting the vaccine in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I do find it ironic that one of the excuses the pro-vaccine religionists are saying is that you are irresponsible because you risk making ill someone who can't get the vaccine, like a child who's not of age yet, or someone who is elderly, someone with immunocompromised. But it completely ignores the fact that the people that are vaccinated are getting sick, and in vaccinated populations they're getting sick, whether it's related to someone who wasn't or not.
Right, and their argument about being irresponsible, making the people that are immunocompromised, that are susceptible, making them sick if you don't get vaccinated. By getting vaccinated and by shedding the virus, you're actually increasing the risk of those people getting sick.
Exactly.
So this is, again, propaganda at its maximum.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the thing is, you are supposed to sacrifice yourself for some unknown greater good. The unknown greater good is unknown because, again, where's the studies to prove the safety and efficacy of the vaccines that they pride as being the cause or source of the reason why these diseases have been eradicated when they haven't even been eradicated? I think that's the folly and arrogance of man to think he can conquest and conquer nature.
Yeah, and I think, man, you and I already know, and most people on the planet already know, that every time man gets in the way and of the way God intended for us to function, to live, for how the universe is supposed to operate, every time man gets in the way, we muck things up. We mess up the ecology. We mess up the environment. We mess anywhere we go, we mess things up. So that's another thing. You know, in my book, which I, you know, Robert, you always mention the book, but I'll just say in my book, I have a rule there, and that if man made it, or if man's promoting it, then think of man as madness, mayhem, so stay away from it. And if God ordained it or God made it, you know, like from a dietary standpoint, for example, if it's God made, then it's good.
Yes.
Okay? If it's man made, it's madness.
Nicely
margarine
said.
Is madness. Butter is good because God, it's a naturally derived component, you know, that it comes from God's creation.
Yeah.
So when you start looking at the vaccine aspect, you know, you know that this is taking, God designed the immune system. The master engineer designed the system and all living beings to, not only humans, but in animals, to prevent the spread of disease. Now man comes in thinking that we can better what the ultimate engineer did, and we start creating these vaccines. Now I shouldn't even have to go any further. If you believe that man is greater, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not, if you're an agnostic, if you believe that nature, man is greater than nature, or man is greater than the creator, then you by all means go ahead and get vaccinated. The way I look at it, Robert, that individual will be eliminating themselves from the genetic pool faster,
yeah,
and hopefully our society will evolve,
yeah, improve in its intelligence quotient. Again, we don't want to see any child harm, but again, their perception, you know, if we give them any credit at all, maybe they do perceive and really believe what they're doing, but I think most of them are robots who are being well paid to try and discredit anybody who raises the question, which is the, you know, the basic tenet starting point for all science, all real science, is questioning and never ceasing the questioning.
Right, absolutely. And the fact that they want you to stop, they, in fact, will go against, sometimes violently against, those that are presenting the counterpoint, shows you really what their agenda is, that they have truth as not their agenda, but as you said, it's a religion, and it's a cultish type religion that is going to, if you don't believe what they say, they will strike you down with the sword.
Yeah, that's their attempt, but don't let them do it. Stand strong and do the right thing. Keep your children protected in the way you know, the way we talk about here, the way you've read about, if you haven't already, in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Check it out. We'll be together again next week, and looking forward to Autism One. Make your plans. Go to autismdefined.net to learn what's going to happen there. Dr. Batar, we are left with that message, also important to tell each and every one of you out there. Go ahead.
That the power to heal is yours.
You said it.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.